I want you to recognize a combination of three or four things. I'm going to read it. We're going to see it in Acts 2. May I read the scripture? So the scripture will pull it out better for us to see as we continue pondering how to stay in the supernatural power of God, or how to keep our ministry in the supernatural power of God. We've been talking about prayer in the morning. My dad used to talk about prayer all the time. He used to use Ephesians 6 for his text all the time. He never changed his text in all the years I followed him, 20 years, same text. But it always came out different by revelation, not it. But then Acts 2 is a familiar passage with us, but it was called to my attention last night by the Holy Ghost in the first verse, first four verses, still establish some things which we're talking about in Jude. We talked about 1 Corinthians 14:2, Romans 8:26 through 28. In 1 Corinthians 14 and 8 or 18, I think, Paul said, I pray in tongue more than you all. But he says, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, now that's a miracle word there. Yeah. Immediately, straightway. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue, like as a fire, and it set each upon them. Do I have a feedback? And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, we're using a golden text. Hold that, and we'll go look at Jude here for a moment, because Jude makes the statement, praying in the Holy Ghost. That's what I like about it. Praying in the Holy Ghost. You don't beat no bush around it. He said, you know. And then I want to read a little further up, because I missed part of the text. I think what the Lord wants us to see here, how important it is for ministers to know how to get in the presence of God quick, fast, and in a hurry. In Jude, verse 16, he says, these are murmurers, complainers, walkers after their own lusts, and their mouth speaketh, look, notice their mouth speaketh, great swelling words, having men, now watch this, having men person in admiration because of advantage. But beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ, how that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own ungodly lust. Then he said, he qualified them now, you see. You got to be different than them. He said, these be they who separate themselves sensual, not having the Spirit. Having not the Spirit, same thing. But ye beloved, now this is our take, but ye beloved, building up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Well, that's quite clear, isn't it? Yes. Praying in the Holy Ghost, is it? That's what it say, right? Yes. That means praying in the Spirit, right? Yes. That means praying in another tongue, right? Yes. Then he said in the 21st verse, it seemed like praying in the Holy Ghost got something to do with you keeping it on your base. But he says, keeping yourself in the love of God. Huh? Yes. Looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Now, I read the book of Acts many times and read this text when I came as a Baptist boy preacher, got baptized with the Holy Ghost. I was seeking texts to verify what had happened to me. I knew I had something, and so I would read this text all the time, but I just read it over in this meeting and saw something else. And it would be a clarity to your ministry. It would be a place of jump off in your ministry, what the Lord showed me about this text. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Now, being on one accord is not the easiest thing to be. All these different human beings. Then they got male and female, black and white. You know what I'm saying? So being on one accord is not the easiest thing to do in the flesh. You see. Matter of fact, you can't do it in the flesh. So undoubtedly, they were in the Spirit. Huh? And so now, I don't know how to say this. It'll throw you if you don't watch it, because it says, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. You see that? And it filled all the house where they were sitting. Now, we recognize the power of being on one accord. You know, if two in agreement, the Bible talks about threefold cord is not easily broken. We know that, you see. And we know there's 120 people here. Right? Now, the statement is made in that second verse, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. We've been talking about the sound in the house. If the atmosphere is not right, the anointing can't come fully. So what you have, you're talking about being on one accord, you're talking about having an atmosphere. If the atmosphere is not right, you're going to end up with attitudes. Anybody been preaching 4 days know that. If the atmosphere is not right. So I think we've been having an atmospheric problem. Even though we have wine and dine with songs, but I believe there's another deeper dimension that God wants us to go to in the atmosphere. Because when the atmosphere is right, the anointing is going to be right if the person prepared. You got to understand that. But I think many ministers, including myself, running up on atmospheres that never been trained. Because we think it's a good song, a good sound, a good beat, good band, and people running around, the table set, but it's not. So let's look at it again. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven. Not from the band. Not from the praises, from heaven. So I believe if the praises and the band connect properly, the sound won't be coming from their instrument. We've had too much instrumental sound without touching heaven. Notice before they were filled, I saw this boy and took off running in my bedroom. Before they were filled, the house was filled. The house was filled first with the presence of God, with a sound from heaven. So if you let me in, the Lord permit me to say it this way, the house got baptized first. So it can maintain the strength once we get baptized. I tell you, this week I had more freedom of speech than I've had in my whole lifetime. Because now I know the Lord been teaching me about the supernatural, and I know the atmosphere has to be right. And I wrote down the one accord, atmosphere, anointing, and then you're ready for action.
All right. Yes, sir.
You're ready to see the supernatural, miracles, signs, and wonders. In other words, coming together in an atmosphere where the sound from heaven has already arrived. But notice, I don't know if you ever noticed that, the house was filled first. So wait, back with the scripture. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. I don't know why I didn't see this. And it says, and it filled, before the people got filled, all the house where they were sitting. That has to be atmosphere. Had to be, man. So this is an important, I believe, that the Lord pulling out to us as we aim to go deeper into the dimensions of the spirit and function in the supernatural. You know, we talk about we have to stop entertainment. We have to stop performance. We have to stop talent, raw performance, raw entertainment without connection. Huh? All right, now. And there appeared unto them cloven tongue like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. Now the fire set on them. The wind blowing and the fire set it. From heaven. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Now they get filled. They're in a filling atmosphere. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues. Now, here's another thing. As we look at our text in Jude, he says, as the Spirit gave them utterance. Now, I can tell when a person is just gabbing and they're not praying the Holy Ghost. I can tell when a person's not praying the Holy Ghost. I get away from them. I'll be backing up, you know. Because the Spirit has to give you utterance to pray in the Holy Spirit. So ministers, we have to recognize being on one accord. We have to recognize being on one accord is not going to last long if it's not in the right atmosphere. Attitude's going to start kicking up. So we all come here, we ministers, but you know, your congregation all come and they all mean good, but Satan don't have no respect for a person meaning good. You're going to have the good in order to stay in one accord. So a sign from heaven, the house was filled first with an atmosphere. I love it. The house was filled first with an atmosphere. Something bigger than what they had seen was about to happen. And so they need some type of divine glue to hold them together. You understand me? That divine glue came from heaven in an atmosphere. I think there's a divine glue in an atmosphere that when the anointing mixed with it, they can tie in. Say the fire set up on each of them and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, began praying in the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gave them utterance. Watch this now. The Holy Ghost gave them utterance. You remember what happened, and they were misunderstood. So by operating in the supernatural and operating in the Spirit, you will be misunderstood. But don't get confused. People who are sensual can't depict or pick up people who are in the Spirit. But people in the Spirit can pick up people who are sensual. Now, you're going to need your seatbelt this morning. Because there's principles God has set in my heart that are not known. You ready?
Yes, sir.
I said, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Y'all know how I am about not responding when God says something. Y'all sit there like, you know, nothing happened.
Yes,
and I'm going to just fold my pad, get on up out of this atmosphere. Notice this now. What I was texting in Jude, he said, beloved, above all that, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Spirit builds you up in the Spirit to see what you couldn't see. You ready? And blind the enemy's spirit that he can't see or understand what you're doing. You see, did I hear what he's saying? Listen to this. This is so powerful. Praying in the Spirit. Everybody say praying in the Spirit.
Praying in the Spirit.
Watch what it says now. Build you up in the Spirit to see what you couldn't see and blind the enemy's spirit that he can't see or understand what you've seen or what you're about to do. Now, in my 43 years of preaching, I never heard blinding the enemy spirit. But boy, that'll make you pray in tongue, wouldn't it? You want him blind. He can't see what you're about to do. Therefore, he can't block it. Therefore, he can't shipwreck it. Therefore, he can't understand it. Therefore, he can't contest against it, because you're in a higher dimension. Instead of him blinding you now, the Spirit of God won't teach you how to blind him. I can see that. I can see that in the spirit. Huh? Can you see that? See? Over there in 1 Corinthians 2, look at that. Go right over there. Just look at it. I think it's applicable here. 1 Corinthians 2. In verse 7 it says, 2 and 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even a hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. I think when we pray in tongues, we get off in the glory world. We get off in a world restricted to the enemy. He can't go there. He lost. I'm found and he lost. Now notice the 8th verse, which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would have not crucified the Lord of glory. Now that's saying something else to us from that statement I just made to you, that principle I just given you, praying in the spirit, blind, build you up in blind enemy. Build you up in blind enemy. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Now notice what happened here. The man who's locking his senses can't do this. But as it's written, you see, eyes have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man things what God had prepared for them that love him. That means you're going to have to go in the spirit for to find out what God got prepared for you. Now notice what he said. But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit. For the spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now, when you're praying in the Holy Ghost, guess what you're doing? You're searching with the spirit. Your spirit and the Holy Spirit is on a search in the spirit world where the enemy can't go. Also, turn to Isaiah chapter 10. I want to get a new dimension of a spiritual thing here that you can have as a minister of the gospel, and go a little further than the norm. How many want to go further than the norm? Now we know the scripture, Isaiah 10:27. It says, and it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. We know that verse, don't we? Powerful verse. But you have no idea what the Spirit of God want to say to us now about that, along with that voice. That's one voice to back this up. There's many more probably. But when you're praying in the Spirit, you're breaking yokes that exist and destroying future yoke before they can be put together. Y'all didn't justify that. I don't be your hearing it. Because if you're in ministry, man, this is good news here. You're in ministry. In other words, I'm not just going to deal with the yoke that bothers me now, but I'm going to break some yoke before they get here. I'm going to read it to you, and I'm going to tell you what I saw in the spirit when the Lord gave me that. You're breaking yoke when you're praying in the spirit that exists and destroying future yoke before they can be put together. I saw in the spirit Satan trying to put, he got the yoke trying to put them together, and he's hit before he get it together by the power of God. You know he's still preparing yokes, right? No matter how long you've been in ministry, he always got some kind of new yoke he trying to slip in on you. Just come a different way. But praying in the Holy Ghost, you take care of the yoke that he's trying to put on you now. Or yoke he might be slipped on your ministry or slipped on you. You break and destroy that yoke. And in the meantime, all the other yokes he's getting together. That means you'll live a yoke-free life. I think that deserves a shout, man. That praying in the Holy Ghost, praying in the Holy Ghost, give me the right to live a yoke-free life. I like that, boy. Huh? Yeah, because see, every time I pray in the Holy Ghost, I'm tearing up every yoke, be trying to be built. How you do it? Well, God give you wisdom. God give you inside vision. And you know not to, you was going one way, but you know not to go that route. There's a yoke on that route. You follow me? I mean, tearing down the yoke. I got so much to say, but I get so happy. They're tearing down the yoke he's trying to build while you're praying in tongues. That's, you know, I told you, and I'm not lying to you, my ministry wear either yoke. It wear that yoke in Matthew 11. He said, my yoke is
easy.
You can't say it like that. My yoke is
easy.
And so, so class, let me call you class. So class of ministers, listen. Listen. You're about to be as free as you ever been in your life. As you praying in the spirit now, you can attend to your mind that I'm not getting tied up in nothing.
No more.
Yes, circumstances might come, but it's already broken. Situation might come, but it's already broken. As far as I'm concerned, there's nothing ever again will ever tie me up. So the thing about it, you're praying in the spirit, and you talk about the markers in the last days, man speaking swelling word, and I asked the Lord, I said, what else do you have to say to me? He says, when one is praying in the spirit, atmosphere right, attitude right, anointing, blessings are flowing at a supernatural speed that is too fast for the world system to contaminate. See, because you hit another limit. Psychology and science and the New Age and all of these cults cannot travel the speed of the Spirit. And your anointing, when you're praying in tongue, your anointing is speeded up. Your thinking is speeded up. And then it says you open, and then blessings flowing at a supernatural speed. That is too fast for the world system to contaminate. They are trying to block you, trying to stop you, and they don't know you're already there. That's the way the Spirit. I know it happened many times. I couldn't explain it like this, but I see it now. In Proverbs 10:22, in the NIV Bible, it says, the blessing of the Lord brings wealth without painful toil for it. Because, see, you're in the spirit, so you don't have to toil for it. It's traveling so fast. And I'll tell you the fact, I don't have to beat the bushes about this. Your speed is according to who you're connected to. And you can't have no fake connection. You're constantly being wrapped in a mantle.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Come on.
You brought your shouting clothes on?
Yes, sir.
Now the Lord, I mean, the Lord would have gone to talking to me different. All the blood-bought substance in the spirit begin to be overturned by your most holy faith on another level. Blood, that's the finished work of Christ. Blood bought substance. You're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God with your body and spirit, with your God. Christ has redeemed us. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. All the blood bought substance. You remember, said, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and everything's of things not eaten. This is divine substance. This is supernatural substance. This is substance that is in the spirit world. And when you're praying in the spirit properly and the atmosphere is changing, all the blood-bought substance in spirit begin to be overturned by your most holy faith on another level. Blood-bought substance. Say it. Blood-bought substance. Never said that before. I never seen it before in 43 years of ministry. I ain't never talking about no blood-bought substance. I talk about the blood, you know what I'm saying? But he said blood-bought substance, stuff that God have set for his church, that only those who know how to dig in the spirit will be able to bring it out. I want my pastor to know. Hallelujah. This type of praying is bringing your anointing to become an ever-increasing force to manifest a higher level of ministry. Your anointing, praying in the Holy Ghost, I know this personally, it become an ever-increasing force that can't be messed with, can't be denied. Because it's stronger than that. Wow. And that's actually what Acts 2:1-4, because you see, when them guys, when they got filled with the Holy Ghost, they broke out. Spirit break out. They broke out, started getting manifestation, signs, and wonders. The Lamb man, you know, he used to, the church used to go in church and give him a few dollars when they passed by. But when these boys came by filled with the Holy Ghost, they said, silver and gold have I none. In other words, they said, we're not going to deal with you with no money. But such as I have, give unto me, rise up and walk. See, church change. See, because now they're praying in the Holy Ghost. See, and now they have something else to offer beside a little change. They say, we can change your life if you want us to. And they did. You remember, he got up and walked. Then organized religion didn't understand it. They got in an argument with him, but they didn't win. Because they prayed for the wind to blow again. And the wind started blowing again, and other people start getting healed. Multitude. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And again, the Lord says, those of us here and those who are watching by the net couldn't be here, praying in the Holy Ghost will cause us to be birthing. B-U-R-S-T-I-N-G-I. I'm almost saying like birthing, but it's like busting something open. Birthing into new atmosphere where the presence of the Lord is heavy in manifestation and demonstration you have never seen before. Birthing into new atmosphere. Are you hearing me?
Yeah.
Where the presence of the Lord is heavy
in
manifestation and demonstration you have never seen before.
Yeah.
What is he saying there?
Yes,
what is he saying there? He's saying we are more powerful than we know.
Yes,
and we're about to walk in the flow.
Yes.
All the praying in tongues you have done, your ministry should be 15,890 million miles further than what it is. I was just trying to get some figures, you know. But here, as you hear this, as this is spoken over you and come up on you, you will walk heavier in ministry. Heavier in blessing. Heavier in revelation. Heavier in understanding. Heavier in manifestation. heavier in demonstration, heavier in the anointing, heavier in wisdom, heavier in knowledge, heavier in understanding. Heavy, 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 heavy. Hang over your head today. Hang over your heart. Hang over your mind. Hang over your understanding. Hang over your assignment. Hang over your vision. Hang over what God has told you to do. Heavy, heavy. Heavy help. The heavy help of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is going to help you heavy now. There's a lifting and a shifting in this house. I said there's a lifting and a shifting in this house. You're going to walk heavy. You're going to talk heavy. The word, that's a scripture, boy, in the Amplified Bible when Jesus said Jesus spoke in authority and say somebody's word was with weight. With power. Find that for me. I need to read that right now for a shout. That's in Luke 5:4. He's coming back. But the Amplified Bible said, I love it. Anybody ever read it?
Yes, sir.
No, I see some of y'all ain't never heard of it. What is that? See, can y'all find it? We'll read it when you find it.
Luke 4:32.
And what the Amplified Bible says?
And they were amazed at his teaching, for his words with authority and ability and weight and power.
Authority, ability, weight, and power. Now, where is that? 2 Thessalonians 1:5? Where our gospel came to you not in word only, but in power, the Holy Ghost. And much assurance. That's heavy. Those are heavy voices. I'm trying to see, if you never walk heavy, you never walk in those voices. Everything gonna be different. Even your home. Your children, everything gonna be different. Heavy, heavy, heavy hang over your head. Manifestation, demonstration you have never seen before. Hallelujah. I don't know if you're enjoying yourself, but I'm getting blessed, man. The Lord talking, you know. The Lord talking. Glory, that's right, glory. When you pray in the Spirit, like you speak not unto men, but unto God, as it says in 1 Corinthians 14, but how be in the Spirit, you speak in mystery, you speak in hidden things, secret. That's your wife, young man who was introduced? And boy, I didn't tell you supposed to bring your wife up here together so I could see her and know you got a wife. But y'all ain't know he had a wife? I'm wondering whether he's single or married when I got home last night. I wanted to ask him, you know. And I see a lady standing beside him, look like she know him. Amen. Amen. Now, if you're ready for regular church, you're not going to understand me this morning. See, because I'm walking heavy this morning.
Yes, sir.
Now listen. Bathing in the invisible, but yet becoming wet with the visible.
Come on now. Wow. Come on now.
Did you get it? Do you understand it though? See, bathing in the invisible. When you're praying in the Spirit, you're bathing in the invisible, but while you're there, you get wet with the visible. Do you have it, though? I want you to get it, see? But when you're praying in tongue, you're bathing in the Spirit.
Yes.
And transformation, that's it.
Yes,
transformation take place. And then transfers start taking place.
Yes,
then switching systems start taking place.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, there's 2 nights I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep there, and he kept talking. I said, I'm just getting on out of the bed, because I'm going to miss some of this stuff. Becoming, when you're praying in the Spirit, you're becoming in the Spirit friendly with the possible.
I like that.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Friendly with the possible.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes, sir.
Causing all impossibilities.
Wow. Yes, sir.
To become possible.
Yes, sir.
And how you becoming friendly with the possible? You're becoming friendlier with the possible one. And I hear him whispering in your ear, it's not impossible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing I told you is impossible.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I want you to become friendly with possible.
Yes, sir. Yes. Glory to
you. May the Spirit speak. Huh?
Yes, sir.
It's going to help you now. Somebody, ministry about to take a leap right now. Who ready? Who ready? Who ready? Who ready? Who ready? My goodness. I feel a Holy Ghost, boy. My goodness. What we're about to show you now, and all these principles came out of the spirit world in meditating. He says, you ready for this? Because some of you all been locked down, and the words that are going to come out of my mouth was spirit and life. Can you handle an apostolic prophetic word ride and piggyback?
Yes.
And when you receive a prophetic word, a prophetic word speak to you in the present and change your future at the same time.
Yes.
A prophetic word arrange your present to receive your future. Prophetic word, an apostolic word, tells you I don't even live here.
Yes, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You're already in another place where you're going.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Therefore, Satan can't bring no doubt because you already have it.
Yeah.
If you get deep enough in the spirit, you'll never have doubt. You'll never have unbelief because you're already where you're going.
Yeah.
By the Spirit. That's what faith is all about. See, when he talked about in 2 Corinthians 4:13 about the spirit of faith,
yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
I think that's kindred to the most holy faith.
Yeah.
That's faith. That's faith that. That's faith already in the future.
Yeah.
I told you now, everybody, you're not here by accident. What I'm about to say now. It's going to be a breakthrough. It's going to be a breaking loose. It's going to be promotion. It's going to be kill and annihilate every ungodly statement you made about your ministry because it wasn't doing what you thought it should do. Here's what he said, praying in the spirit. Shutting down whatever has become a beast in your ministry and turn it into a blessing. Now we all done dealt with the beast. Don't say like you don't know about the beast. The beast, you don't know about the beast. You know something about the beast. You ain't talking about no mark of the beast. It's just the enemy become a beast. He don't let your ministry move. You ain't got nowhere to preach. You ain't got the money to do what God wants you to do. That beast is shut down today. You better shout. You better shout. You better shout. You better shout. You follow what I'm saying?
Yes,
the other things, that's your building right there.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's your building right there.
Yes, sir.
It will come to you.
Yes,
I prophesy.
Yes, sir.
Your building will come to you, and it will be at a price you can't understand.
Yes, sir.
You will take that too? All right, you can have it. The beast can't block the best or the blessed. He's shut down today.
Yeah, shut down.
Shutting down whatever had become a beast in your ministry and turning it into a blessing. Y'all didn't hear me. I know you didn't hear me.
Yes, sir. I hear you.
See, the beast is what's hindering you from carrying out your assignment. I prayed enough in tongues. I kill all them beasts. That's why I spread out with ease. I got 3 grown sons who know who they are. They know their men. But when I talk to them, they become 12-year-old boys.
Yes, sir.
We'll get it done. Yes, sir. I'll be there. I call them and say, son, I need to talk to all you. I'll be there. Their spouses understand. Because what I do is have a family talk with those who come into my family. I say, we in ministry. I said, now I won't ever come in, go in your refrigerator, try to run your house, tell you how to run your house. But there are things we got to do. Don't ever let nobody come in your marriage, come in your family, and gonna change your ministry. Get up on out, get up on up out of here. Hallelujah! I feel the Holy Ghost coming, boys. I feel we're about to shift somewhere here. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, praying in the Spirit will enable you to believe in the apostolic and prophetic government of the kingdom to be wrapped in a mantle that you have never seen or felt before. I got to say that one is foreign to the church, because the church really don't know what real apostles are. They don't know what a blessing they could be. They're not a takeover, they're a take up.
Yes, sir.
They're for you, not against you.
Right, yeah.
You know, you don't have to try to be big when you're already big.
Yes, sir. Come on, Dad. Come on, Dad.
You don't have to try to be blessed when you're already blessed.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Praying in the Spirit will enable you to believe in the apostolic and prophetic, listen to this word, government of the kingdom. Then it says, to be wrapped in a mantle that you have never seen or felt before. That's what happened to Elijah. He saw it but didn't have it. But he stuck with it until he got it. Then the other preachers had to bother him. The one who poked fun at him, told him, don't go. You're sucking up under that man all the time. He allowed to wrap that water. He said, I'm the man now. I got that anointing, man. That's the way you get it. Tell them I said. Did we just talk? Oh, my. I see, Lord. I see it. I got to give you the other one, because this one, I didn't see it. I didn't know what the Lord was doing, but I caught it just now. Praying in the Spirit will enable you to believe in the apostolic and prophetic government of the kingdom, right? We said that, right?
Yeah.
To be wrapped in a mantle that you have never seen or felt before, right? We said that? Then the next thing he said, and I just caught it now, it need to be said right after the one I'm about to say. Now it need to be said right after the one I just said. Tell them I said, look, listen, and learn, for the time has come, it is their turn. You see now, that's apostolic and prophetic government untying all the buckles that have been placed on you by religion and people who ordain you or license you and all other kind of stuff, binding you up. Go free now, because it's your turn.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Tell somebody it's your turn. Tell them it's your turn. Because if you ever get somebody over you, if you ever get somebody over you, don't know who they are, they're going to smother you so they can stay big. They'll smother you, see? They got to smother you to be somebody.
Yeah. Wow.
So they keep you in organized littleness. Yeah, organized littleness. Hallelujah. You brought your shouting clothes?
Yes.
Some of y'all need to hear this, and I'm still speaking prophetically, apostolic and prophetically. You came to this meeting, God brought you here, so you've got under this anointing. Not only does he tell you, look, listen, and learn, for the time has come, it is their time, it's your time. I think it's nothing has to, but I'm going to read it in a way that I think it's nothing has. But he says, nothing will be taken from you that the Holy Spirit will not replace full of. Now, let me help you a little bit. These words that I'm speaking can be called back on. At a moment, it seemed like something is being taken from you. You have the right to apostolically speak to it, prophetically speak to it, from the words that I'm giving you under the government of the kingdom. That's the way this thing goes. You don't just come here to get an outline of how to preach. All right, sit down a few minutes now. I'm going to go ahead and go back to some other things I want to tell you. Let's go back to Jude. Look at the 20th verse. He said, but you, beloved, and almost all that was prophetical, you know. So about 45 minutes, I've been speaking prophetic word over you. Apostolic words. That's why they saw him foreign. Took care of the beast. And if you ain't never faced a beast, you ain't never been in ministry. So, according to what Jude said about praying in the Holy Ghost, building yourself on your most holy faith, praying in tongues builds and stimulates your faith. I want to show you why Jude wrote this. Jude warned us of a time of great revolt and abandonment of the things of God in the last days. We in that. Where right would be considered wrong and vice versa. And he let us know these would be tough times. So what we need in these tough times is strong and stimulated faith. So he said, when you're building your praying in the Holy Ghost, you're building yourself and stimulating your faith with 1 John 5:4 faith, I believe. Is it 1 John 5:4? Huh? Overcoming faith. Y'all let y'all know what that verse meant. I thought I'd say Jesus just shot a gun in here. Right? Overcoming faith. Overcoming faith is not regular faith. It's faith with a spark to it. So praying in tongues is a faith bolster. As you pray in the spirit or pray in tongues, it is said you will rise higher and higher in a down world. An Amplified Bible says, build yourself up, founded on your most holy faith. Make progress. Rise like an edifice, higher and higher, praying in the Holy Spirit. Notice it says, make progress. Everybody say, make progress.
Make progress.
Praying in the Spirit calls you to make progress. Now, we know this. The world system under Satan. You know that, right? The world system under Satan. Influence is designed to hinder your progress. You know that, right? But as you keep praying in tongues, or praying in the Spirit, or praying in the Holy Ghost, your progress will become unstoppable and undeniable by your worst enemy. I know that I have professional enemies. They know how to be an enemy, but they never stop me. So tongue give you unstoppable progress that your enemy cannot deny. You got that?
Yeah.
Praying in the Spirit give you unstoppable progress. Say unstoppable progress. Y'all know you need progress. You just won't say nothing. You're just sitting here acting like I'm not saying nothing. I'm telling you how to do the thing. Y'all all preachers sitting up here. Unstoppable progress. Do you know what that means? I'm tired of y'all robbing me up in here. Unstoppable progress. I'm gonna do like my dad did. I'm gonna pick me one person and just look at that one person. I believe I got him over that man right there with the orange eye on. Because every time I say something, he open up. I'm gonna stop looking at y'all. My dad would. I don't know if y'all been to meeting. My dad was standing right over me and don't look at nobody else. Every meeting. Why? He had a receptacle. He had somebody receiving what he was saying. And when you got somebody receiving, the Spirit put more in you. But if you don't have nobody receiving, the Spirit starts shutting down. Because the Spirit not wasting no word on somebody who don't want it. So let me try this one more time. The Spirit of God says tongue give you unstoppable progress that your enemy cannot deny. Now wait a minute. Some of you all know you stuck in ministry and now you want to play stuck up in here when the Lord sent you here to get loose. My goodness. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Let's look at verse 15 through 17. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will also sing with the Spirit. See, that's where the atmosphere come in. I will sing with the understanding also. Else when I shall bless with the Spirit, how shall he that occupies the room of the unlearned say amen at thy giving of thanks? Seeing he understands not what thou sayest, for thou verily givest thanks well. Praying in tongues is one of the greatest ways of giving praise and thanksgiving. Uncontaminated with self issues. But pure praise and pure thanksgiving. Praying in tongues is another way, because it's another way of praising and blessing the Lord. My goodness. So, when you release tongue, you're releasing praise and thanksgiving to God. That's why when you're praying in the Spirit, God can work out some things you didn't ask for. Because when you praise Him, and when you thank him, he has to do something. So here we're talking about a bona fide praise. He's talking about singing with grace in your heart. Spiritual song is not a reference to gospel music, although that is included. The term spiritual song refers to songs from your spirit. The tongue of praise and thanksgiving that flow from your heart then come through your mouth. You see, and if you don't let people lead you in praise who know what they're doing, you're not going to ever get to that level. You're going to stay at the level of just singing a few songs. See, there's a thing called, I don't know if it's a thing called, I call it surges in the spirit. And you got to jump through some surges,
yes,
or other words, shortages.
Yes,
and so that's when you have the press.
Yes,
that's why you keep singing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
That's why I'm not going for your little 10-minute praise no more. There are time, great men of God who knows about this, say the atmosphere is not right. I'm not preaching now.
Yeah.
Y'all get it right.
Press
the atmosphere right, because if the atmosphere is not right, nobody gonna receive nothing.
Right.
Even though we love the Lord, all of us love the Lord. When you're speaking or singing in tongue, see, can you judge this? When you're speaking or singing in tongue, there's no fear,
right. Yeah.
No doubt,
right.
No unbelief,
yeah.
No panic,
yeah.
No depression attached to it.
Right.
Why? You're in another realm.
Yeah.
You're talking the language of God. Now, we've read Romans 8, 26, 28. We don't need to go there. But praying in tongue is praying in line with the divine will of God.
Yes.
Paul gives us very important insight into praying in tongue and its function in the spirit world. The Holy Spirit is our helper,
yes,
intercessor, and comforter. You find that in John 14, 26 in the Amplified Bible. John 14, 26. Let's see what the Lord's saying here. I'm almost through for this morning. We've been about an hour. What is it? Almost 12 years. Hallelujah. You got it? What it say? Go ahead and read it.
But the comforter.
But the comforter.
Counselor.
What? He all that?
Yeah.
Read it.
The counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, stand by. The Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf.
Wow. Now, let me give you a powerful word on that. It came by my spirit. You know, the spirit recall and bring stuff back up.
Yeah.
Now, you heard he read that?
Yeah.
Now, read that again, son. I want you to listen.
But the comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strength, and standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place, to represent me and act on my behalf.
Ah.
He will teach you all things, and he will cause you to recall, will remind you of, bring to your remembrance everything I have told you.
Now here's what the Lord wants me to tell you right now. I remember many years ago he revealed this to me. When you're praying in the spirit, it's God talking to himself.
Wow. Wow.
Come on.
Wow. Come on, Dad.
Wow.
He's giving you the word to say to him that he'd be able to say yes.
Yeah.
See, everybody, strengthener, stand by.
Yeah.
See, he's building you to a point that you're no longer natural.
Yeah.
Right. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Your spirit invades your soul and invades your body till you become one. You're telling your body, if you want to live here, you got to go along with this.
Yes, sir.
I know you see that.
Yes, sir.
He's a helper. He's strengthener. Stand by. Ooh, let me close here. Now, I know you heard this term, but here in Romans 8:26. as our helper, the Holy Spirit, help us to pray, meaning the Holy Spirit taking hold together with and against. Taking hold together with and against. Groaning in the Bible does not mean mourning or complaining. It always alludes to prayer and intercession. Groaning here is talking about praying in tongues. Now, see, can you agree with this? Now, I'll go jumping off place here. The clock got all zero on it. Many times, we do not know exactly how we are to approach a situation in prayer, but thank God, the Holy Spirit inside us come to our aid as we pray in tongues. Hallelujah. Thank God for the Holy Ghost three times. He comes against the problem and hold us together. Side by side, we stand against the enemy to remove him. Listen, class. There's no hope for the devil when you do not know what to say in prayer. The Holy Spirit knows exactly what to say. And it always in line with God's will. Other words, you got your shouting clothes? Other words, you cannot fail with the Holy Spirit involved in your prayer life. Tell somebody next to you, my failing days are over. Not by my strength. Not by my strength. But by the Holy Ghost strength. Hallelujah. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. By the Holy Ghost. You stand before your people with that kind of anointing. That anointing get off you on your people if they're discouraged about anything. After they hear the words that come out of your mouth, they leave with courage. And they don't mind coming back. I heard. You want to tell me what the Holy Ghost heard? Burn all your bridges of defeat is over. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Burn all your bridges of defeat. Burn them all. Burn all your bridges of defeat, for it's over. You know what to do no matter how it look. Listen. Praying in the spirit or speaking in tongue is speaking the language and will of God. Praying in tongue is help with your ultimate weaknesses. Lack of knowledge. What is the believer's ultimate weakness? The prophet Hosea in his writing revealed God haughty. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Knowledge does not just imply, I'll finish in a minute, information, but also the know-how. Not knowing and not knowing how is the ultimate destruction of God's people. But Paul said, likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirm. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself make intercession for us with groaning which cannot be uttered. Here's what he means here. Here's what he means. When Paul used the word help, he's painting a picture of assistance afforded to infants not able to support themselves, or to the feeble staggering and barely able to walk. It means to relieve those whose strength is insufficient to carry that burden alone. Yeah, I am, Lord. The word infirmities mean weaknesses, shortcomings, lack of strength, incapacity. Couldn't it? Not talking about physical disease, limitation or deficiency, but he's talking about in the spirit. The weakness spoken of here is that of the believer's inability and insufficiency of how to properly and accurately engage a situation in prayer. Our ultimate weakness, therefore, is not knowing how to pray properly. This is why praying in tongue, the Holy Spirit gives us assistance in that he knows exactly how to pray about the situation. My goodness, I got to close. What tomorrow is Friday? Good God Almighty. You know, they always talk about it, when I was out in the street, I'm going to give you one for the road. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. One for the road. Yes, sir. Well, one more for the road, they say, yeah. But I think this one will take us to a good lunch. I'm gonna work this way to go. Praying in tongue enable all things to work good for you. Now watch this, because Christian used this. Watch what he said. All things work together for good is an expression that many Christians have used to put a nice face on a bad situation. Some, you heard it, you've been to a funeral. Some have used it in death, accident, and other disappointing situations. Yes, it's a scale. Man, you know it ain't good. Your loved one and died at 40 years old. You talk about all things work together for good. There ain't nothing good about this. I want to find out so nobody else don't die. What happened? So this voice was not given by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit to excuse failure. This voice belonged to the tongue talker. It's when you pray in tongue that all things work together for good. Notice it said, it didn't say something. And so many times, they use Romans 8:28. Man stand at a funeral, a family on the verge of divorce. The husband and wife can't even talk. And you mean to tell me you're going to quote the scripture to them? They've been married 30-something years and they're about to divorce. And you up there with your ignorant self talking about all things work together for good for them that love God. Them almost want to get your shotgun and run them out your house, you know. I should have sent for the plumber. Let him fix that leak in my bathroom. You come here telling me my wife don't want to talk to me. You tell me all this, calm down, all things work together. This man, it's not working. I ain't had no sex for 3 months. This ain't working, man. You come here with your preacher, you know what? You all deep with your collar all backwards, talking about everything working together for good. Man, get on out of my house. You don't know what you're talking about. You see, you're taking that voice out of context. It's with praying in the Holy Ghost. Because praying with the Holy Ghost never fail. You can get that man and his wife, both are Christians, you can get them praying in the Holy Ghost long enough, we'll find that demon. We'll find that enemy that breaking their marriage up. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about no excuse ministry. I don't want you to come to my house with your excuses. The Lord's going to make a way somehow. The Lord already made a way. You supposed to be the one telling me how to go. Now you come here guessing yourself. See, you can pray to Our Father prayer. The Our Father prayer do cover everything, but you got to have revelation. But you can pray in tongues. And name that demon that got in the house. And get him out. good God Almighty.
Yes, sir.
Hmm? Don't y'all, don't none of y'all ever say you've been down here under me and getting a funeral and talking about all things waiting together for good.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know you. Depart from me. That's ignorant going to see. Lift your hand, praise God. Thank you for what you heard. You think you heard it all. You didn't. But thank God for technology. You can hear it again, you know. Come on, let's praise them a few minutes. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Things getting better. Hallelujah. Ooh, glory to God. We got the beast, Lord. Glory to God. We have broken every yoke. Not only the one now, but the yokes to come. Hallelujah. 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 Now I'm telling you, when you're praising God, listen, you have to form your word. You know, he said, hallelujah. No, hallelujah. Yeah, you call on him. You got to get in a rhythm. There's a rhythm to the supernatural. You just can't be talking natural like you're talking to the grocery man that you want two loaves of bread. You're talking to the Lord Almighty. Stretch your faith when you're talking to him. Lord, I praise you. Hallelujah. You're the best thing that ever happened to me. Glory. Glory.